I think I've been in biometrics a long time, and I think it's taken a very long time to mature, and a number of reasons for that. Sensors have become fairly common in laptop platforms. I think one of the impediments to that really blossoming has been there's very few applications that leverage those sensors or those biometrics on desktop or laptop platforms. You can have external peripherals, for example, for desktops. But when you get into a mobility architecture, you have to have things that are much more oriented towards user experience and consumerization. Because these are devices that are very personal, and they have to be very easy and very quick to use. I, for one, am not going to enter an 18-digit complicated password on my iPhone, but I would be more than happy to use an iris or fingerprint or even voice, depending on the security authentication mechanism or level required. So I see the mobile phone and biometrics becoming very tightly interlinked. I think, again, that can be supported by Apple's recent acquisition of Authentic. I think it can be supported by Apple's beta versions of iOS 6 that have something called Passbook. All of these things will now allow you to walk into a store and very quickly pay for a service or a product with a swipe of your finger, allow you to arm and disarm the alarm through your car or your house, start your car. I carry my phone with me everywhere, but I quite often find now I'm leaving keys in my wallet because everything I have is within my phone. So I think they'll become very tightly interwoven, and that's probably even before 5 years. We have things like Google Wallet and things today, which has been more or less start of a success story, but they're not there, and I think that's because the convenience and security are not tied yet together. But biometrics helps bring that to the mobile platform.